Hello and welcome to episode 4 of Marbella with him and her. He is...
PJ Lopez and she is...
Hannah Murray.
Episode 4?
I know, that's like a month.
Wow. Yeah.
That's good.
And there's still a couple of people listening.
I know. And I you can probably tell I've got a bit of a cold. I sound much worse than I feel, actually. But we thought we can't let the hundreds of millions of fans down. So
I don't think both of them will mind.
No, they probably wouldn't even notice. But we thought we should do it anyway.
Yes, we like doing it.
Yeah.
It's fun for us.
It is fun for us.
Hopefully it's fun for some other people.
Yes. Yes, hopefully so.
But we don't care.
Oh, we do. That sounds really mean.
We do care. I have sleepless nights. Anyway.
It was St. Patrick's Day on Sunday, and it's one of the most fun days of the year.
Do you know how hard it is suppressing the Irish accent? Because if you try and do an Irish accent, it always sounds so bad.
It will sound bad. It will sound like you're taking the mic.
Exactly. So I suppress that.
Yeah, good. Me too. We love St. Patrick's Day, even though we're not Irish. People kind of think that there's some kind of connection. Because my surname is Murray, which is quite an Irish name, either Irish or Scottish. But no, my family history, at least 4 generations, East London tailors. That's kind of it.
My surname's Lopez.
No, but you do have Murphys and Kennedys your family history, very Irish.
My great-grandpa was a Kennedy. He was Irish. And my great-great-grandpa was a Murphy. Was Irish.
So you have got a bit of Irish in you.
I have.
But even without the Irish side of things, we love it because it's just good fun.
Exactly. Would you like a bit of Irish in you?
Shut up. I was waiting for that joke. You took your time. I was like, he's missed a good joke there. So we went to the Hogan Stand in San Pedro, which is our local pub, our favourite pub, and it's Irish. And we were there literally the whole day.
Okay, so it was a bit of a cock up at the beginning, wasn't it? Because for some reason...
For us, not for them.
Not for them. Right at the beginning, so Hannah was like, oh, they open at 11, I think.
You said they opened at 11.
I'm sure it was you. And we got there, we thought, we don't want to be at 11 o'clock. In fact, we couldn't get there because we were doing too many different things. So we got there at 11:30.
And we were worried about not being able to get a table because, you know, it's very busy.
They opened at 12.
So we got there and helped them hang up a few decorations instead.
But I did have a Guinness before midday.
We did get our first pint of Guinness in before midday, absolutely. And we left...
About midnight.
Midnight, yeah. We were literally there the whole day. But somehow we weren't completely comatose. We walked home perfectly well.
Exactly.
And just had a great day of fun, singing and dancing. There was various live musicians and then there was a DJ and it was fabulous.
And it was more of a family day as well, wasn't it? There were kids. It wasn't just like people drinking and getting drunk and having fun. There was that as well, obviously. It was a great day.
And my Zumba teacher, Nina, was there. And we had done Zumba a couple of days before. Friday mornings I do Zumba. And she is part Irish. So she did a little Zumba dance to Tell Me Ma, when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. That one. We did that on Friday. And because she was there at the pub, she said, oh, should we get together and do the dance? So I asked the guy to put that song on and we did it in the middle of the pub. It was great.
It did, and it was good.
Is that all you have to say?
There's a Kalima at the moment, isn't there, over here in Andalusia?
There is the Kalima. I'm wondering whether that's where my cold is from, because a lot of people I've seen on
social media...
I don't
think you get a cold from the Kalima.
No, I know.
I think you get a cold from germs.
Okay, but people have got headaches and people have got having sneezing fits and all these other... And sore eyes. I've had a sore eye. I had to get eye drops for my eye. I never get sore eyes. And a lot of people say it's the Kalima. And that's basically what Sahara dust, isn't it?
Sahara dust. That sounds like something magical from a fairy. It's basically just sand from the bloody Sahara Desert. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah, not dust at all. It's sand. And it goes everywhere. So we've got a white car.
We did have a white car.
Yeah, it wasn't white. Exactly. Because it really does get everywhere. So it took us longer than normal to clean the car because that blooming Sahara sand gets everywhere. And it's red.
Yeah, it's quite funny, actually, that whole washing the car thing. So even before Hannah passed her test, she has a fetish about washing cars.
Fetish is a bit of a strange word
to use.
I enjoy it.
A little bit too much. She loves to wash the car.
Too much.
literally, I can't get anywhere near, you know, she grabs the stuff and she's going, you know, hosing it down. And it's and fine. If I'm outside, I get covered in water as well because she's got no control
over. You're in my way.
No, I'm not in your way. I'm doing my part of it and you just don't seem to have any control over the hose.
Well, I'm aiming at the car and you're in the way.
I'm never in the way.
It's a satisfying job. It is. It's like Stacey Solomon when she... The power wash thing. It's like the same satisfaction you get with the power wash.
Yes.
I get that from washing cars.
Yes.
Definitely.
As I said, Hannah has a fetish for washing cars.
No, it's not. We're really excited to see that The Amazing Race is back. We only discovered this programme about a year ago and realised that it's been on in America for like 20 odd years. There are so many series to it and we've like watched as many as we can. It's so good.
Well, we mentioned, I think, in a few podcasts ago, didn't we? The race around the world.
Race Across the World.
That's Race Across the World, which is a UK version. And it's basically based on The Amazing Race. The Amazing Race, sort of slightly different format, but pretty much the same sort of thing. And yeah, we love it. Well, they actually had an Australian one. We watched that, but we're watching the US one at the moment.
Yeah, and it's mainly been in the US for, like 20 odd years or something.
And some but crazy people that take part.
Oh, we do laugh, don't we? We try not, like, we try to be sympathetic and understanding of all the people taking part. We're not the kind of people that kind of laugh and point at people's misfortune, because that's rude and bad.
Yeah, but no, this one was particularly good, because literally, they all start together in a big line. And they sort of say, okay, are you ready? And it sort of builds it up and goes, all right, go.
And they all start running.
And within about 3 seconds, this guy was flat on his face.
Fallen over. But it was the old guy, which isn't funny at all.
No.
But we say old. This is the hilarious thing with the programme. They talk about people being old in their 50s. Like, there were a few seasons ago, and there was this couple, and they had to do, like, ice hockey
of
some sort.
Our age.
And he fell over. And he hurt his hip, and she said, well, you know, he's not a young man anymore, he's 55. And we were like, what?
Well, and they said, was it not that long ago? And we've got the oldest contestant ever.
Yeah, and there were two guys in the programme that looked, you know, of a certain age, and we thought, we were saying, how old do you reckon he is? Like, 83? 85 maybe, like, good for him. And we were thinking, God, amazing for him to do it at his age, because it's, you know, it's a really physical challenge a lot of the time. And he was 69. And we were like, what? That's the oldest contestant.
I mean, not being funny, but out here in Marbella, as many of you will know who live out here as well, we know many 70-year-olds which are dancing on tables, for goodness sake.
Well, more than 70-year-olds, people in their 70s. Yes. Yeah, it's not 70-year-olds, people in their 70s. People in their 80s, you know, still playing
golf. Okay, they're not dancing
on
tables, but
well, not so much.
But they're playing golf.
But even so, leading really active lives, that's the point. And they were saying about this guy, 69, who was a bit overweight and was out of breath every 2 seconds.
Sorry, I'm not laughing. What? It was a bit strange, though. This guy that fell over, so I said, when they said, ready, steady, go, straight on his lot. But he's there with his daughter, and the amount of times he's telling everybody that he and his daughter for the last 27, because she's 28, so for the last 28 years, have lived in a one-bedroom apartment,
and the mum died a few years ago, which is sad.
But they still lived in a one-bedroom apartment.
Yeah,
I don't get. So I understand it if you've got like a five-bedroom penthouse. You say, I live in a five-bedroom penthouse. But he kept bringing up a one-bedroom apartment.
Well, it's the feeling sorry for them card, isn't it? So we all go, oh, bless them.
Well, they still went out just now.
Apartment.
They came last.
I know, they came last because he was old.
And rubbish, to be fair.
Well, no, I'm taking the mick when I say old. He was probably like 62 or something, which isn't old, just so you know.
Blimey,
you don't think these people are old at all, but the Americans clearly do. Mosquitoes. They are the bane of your life. I feel like in our relationship, we've kind of gone through phases where, for whatever reason, mosquitoes like me and aren't bothered about you. But at the moment, they love you and aren't that bothered about me.
Like, literally, as soon as we put the light off, I'm like, why's my head itching? And then I get up and I've got two massive bites on my forehead or on my eyes or on my nose. One went up my nose once. That was awful.
And it's March. We've had this all winter. It's supposed to be a summer thing.
Luckily, sometimes if I put the light on quickly, you know, they go invisible, but they suddenly sort of like stick, they're on the wall or on the bedhead or something. It's like, got it. And I managed to get them. The other day I didn't quite notice. And out of nowhere, Hannah slapped me across the stomach. Literally winded me.
I got it, though. I killed it.
Yippee.
I killed it, but I almost killed you.
I think I would have been better off being bitten by the mosquito.
I'm sorry. I did go for it hard, didn't I? Because I was so excited to get... I was like, I can get this. I can get this. Whack! Not kind of realising that it was on your stomach.
No.
Sorry.
Yeah, too late now.
But I'm dying to know if we're the only ones that have mosquitoes in our house. If you are invaded by mosquitoes, please let us know. And even better, what do we do to stop them? Because we've tried everything. And we've got this spray that you put on, which is the best thing we've ever had, which comes from Avon.
Avon. And the SAS use it, you know.
Yeah, exactly. It's really, really good. But you don't want to kind of put that on every night because it's a kind of dry oil. It's fine in the summer.
It's a bit of a pain, isn't it?
Yeah.
The other night, I couldn't find it. I didn't want to wake Hannah up because there was one... You know when you're trying to go to sleep and then you hear the... goes in your ear and everything. So I just got up and slept downstairs.
You did. I woke up and thought, where's he gone?
Before we go any further, I have a big... I don't know what... A big...
Announcement?
No. A big... What would you call it? High five. High five for my wife.
Oh, what
like, amazing. So she's watching this TV show at the moment. What's it called?
Oh, The Morning Show.
The Morning Show. And it's Jennifer Aniston and
Reese Witherspoon. Anyway. Yeah.
So anyway, I came in and I thought, what's going on there? And she said, Jennifer Aniston's naked. Jennifer Aniston's naked. I said, yeah. And I think, I said, as a man, she said, did you see anything? Just inquiring. And she said, the camera panned up from between her legs. I said, no. She said, look. And she rewound it back
so
to show me.
See.
She got it wrong because she... Oh, no, they didn't, did they?
No, but anyway, she was lying on top of the guy, so that the fold, but I thought might have been a different kind
but
of fold.
But what a wife to have to rewind so you can see Jennifer Aniston naked.
I mean, you'd appreciate it.
High five.
Okay. I know what you like.
Exactly.
I went to La Sala this week. Love La Sala. It's kind of... the best place to, if you've got people here on holiday, you always who like to go out and have a few drinks and a bit of a dance, everyone always goes to La Sala. And even if you live here and you want to go out, have a few drinks and have a good dance, La Sala is a great place to go. Amazing food. It's got a huge menu.
They've got a vegan menu as well for any vegans.
Yep, they do. And they always have really good live music. Have a look on their website, lasalabanus.com. To see all the live acts that they've got. And they do a lot of tribute nights. And this week they had a Beatles tribute. And I love the Beatles. Massive fan. So a group of us went to the Beatles tribute in the live lounge. And the live lounge has all been redone. It looks amazing. It looks really classy. It looks like a kind of upmarket wine bar. It's really cool how they've done it. Really, really like it. So, highly recommend La Sala.
And they let you in.
They did let me in for a great night out, great music, great food, fabulous.
And we walked UK, our wedding, and the Beatles.
Is that a sentence?
Yes.
I walked down the aisle for our wedding to a Beatles song.
Exactly.
Yes, I'm that much of a fan.
I took Hannah up the aisle to the Beatles.
No, don't say that, that's wrong. My dad took me down the aisle.
Moving on.
I walked down the aisle to a Beatles song. Yes, love the Beatles. And my dad and I have actually booked a trip in June for the weekend to go to Liverpool because neither of us have been to Liverpool. And I've always said Liverpool is like my favourite city that I've never been to. So we're going to go. We're staying in an Airbnb literally opposite the Cavern Club.
Which when you read the review, you said, stay opposite the Cavern Club because it's hen and stag party heaven.
So yeah, and we've booked the Cavern Club for the Friday night because there's a Beatles tribute on in the Cavern Club. So really excited. I have to high five you on the food that you produced today, quite frankly, because we don't normally have like breakfast, lunch and dinner every day. Well, we do. No, we do. That's a lie.
Well, I think Hannah read somewhere that you've got to feed a cold and starve a fever. So we certainly fed your cold today.
You did. So for breakfast, we go through
meals. So you said you woke up and said, I want breakfast. So I was a bit taken aback thinking, breakfast? Do we normally have breakfast?
Sometimes, yeah.
So you went through a list of things that you...
Well, no, I knew we had strawberries that we needed to eat, and they're gorgeous. They're really sweet.
Yeah, well,
they were a present
from Cordoba, that's why.
Yes, Cordoba strawberries, fabulous. So you disappeared and came up with some French toast made in the air fryer.
Yeah, yeah, you can see it online. I've got an Instagram page, you can see that.
What is it, the Marbella Foodie?
Yes.
Is that right? Is there dots between it?
Yes.
The dot Marbella dot foodie.
Yes.
Okay. And he does a lot of his recipes up there because you are an amazing cook.
I like to cook.
I like to eat your food. So it was French toast in the air fryer. And it worked really well, didn't it, in the air fryer? You hadn't done French toast in the air fryer before.
And it came out perfectly. And 10 minutes, basically.
And with the strawberries, then some yogurt on top, which kind of made it a bit more healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't fried, and it didn't have... What's the other thing they normally... Or sugar. Sugar.
No sugar. No. I drizzled a tiny bit of honey on, but that was it.
It was lovely. And then for lunch, you made pancakes, because we had some smoked salmon that I wanted to use up. In Mercadona, where you buy the smoked salmon, you get packets of tiny little, like, cubes.
Taquitos of smoked salmon.
Yeah. Which go lovely with cream cheese. So we had that with pancakes.
I tried to make bellinis, not pancakes.
Oh, okay.
Bellinis. They're a bit thicker.
They were good.
And a bit smaller, but they came out okay.
Oh,
so that was lunch.
And then for dinner...
Which I started 5 minutes after lunch. Because it,
yeah, we literally
because
finished
it, was,
as well.
It was a long process.
Yeah, so you explain what you did for dinner.
I wanted to use the slow cooker. So we had some chicken left over from the other night, some fresh chicken. So I made Mexican and chorizo chicken in the slow cooker. So it took about 2.5 hours in the slow cooker with chipotle and all that sort of stuff in there and tomato and beans and all sorts of things. I just let it cook for 2.5 hours and it was yum.
It was really yum. And then you did sweet corn rice and then you made some guacamole as well, which is really nice.
We needed to use up those avocados.
Yeah.
It's amazing here, isn't it? Because avocados in the UK... are really difficult to come. Well, not difficult to come by. You get them in the supermarkets, but they have to. I don't think they grow them in the UK. They come from all sorts of places.
Spain, probably, as well. Yeah.
If we walk around the corner, there's a tree outside that has avocados on. I mean, they grow so much here.
Mm. We're very lucky.
We are.
With fruit and vegetables in Spain, definitely.
Yes.
So that's about it for our week. Did that sound a bit boring? I don't know.
No, I thought that was quite interesting.
Oh, good. Okay.
I did do what we did.
I'll do it all again. Quite happily. We're supposed to say, we came up with this thing last week to say at the same time. Go on. Don't do the Irish thing.
Oh, sorry.
Take care of each other. No, you start with each other.
Take care of each other and yourselves.
Yeah.
No, I don't like it.
Oh, why?
It's contrived.
Okay. Well, if you have, anyone listening, if you have a better idea of how we should sign off or whether you think it doesn't really matter or not, then
I've got one.
Yeah?
Bye.
Well done. If you have any ideas, you can find us on Instagram. I am at Radio Hannah and he is...
at PJ Lopez 1 Marbella. Okay. And that's the number one.
The number one. Okay. Laters.
Bye.